Well, the online sale that promised to stop the nation last year is Click Frenzy. It's on April 23. But alongside the potential to grab a bargain is the constant threat of cyber criminals who love nothing more than to take advantage of any popular online event. Now, on the line to talk about online shopping and staying safe while doing it is cyber safety expert Armand Chanda. Thanks for joining us on Tech Daily.
Thank you for having me, Andy.
With online shopping increasing by 25% in Australia over the past year, what are some of the key issues when it comes to safety?
I think, Andy, Australians have finally caught on that you can actually grab a great bargain online. I guess the issue is it is a lot of the sites that we visit as shoppers are still hosted overseas because our national and local sort of retailers are still getting up to speed with things, and that's for one of the reasons why Click Frenzy was really popular, because it was the hope, the shining beacon that finally Australian retailers will actually do something, to meet the demands of our consumers. So the key things to watch out for that usually sting us when we're shopping online is they could start off with something quite simple, which is a fake site being up. So, you know, take Click Frenzy as an example. Although there were some officially sanctioned offers on there, a lot of other online retailers actually took advantage of that. And why wouldn't you? And actually just amended the searches to actually include Click Frenzy, and by which they actually the consumers don't know any better. So they will actually just go onto those. And a lot of these, instances, there's fake sites where actually customers will go through the entire process, put in their credit card number, and no goods arrived. And you only find out, you know, a month later when you're actually going back and going, hey, where was that, that phone I ordered, for instance, and you go back and that site doesn't exist anymore. So that's one of the popular things that we're seeing. Just in general, just credit card information that you put onto websites, you need to ensure that it's a secured website. If it isn't secured, you could actually be giving your credit card information out for other people to steal, and either they sting you straight away or they'll just take that information and you'll rack up a lot of charges on your bill.
Right. You would think actually that common sense would help you avoid a lot of this, but again, some local research by Trend Micro has revealed that 17% of Australians actually believe that everything or anything they click on the internet is safe. So how do we combat that way of thinking?
Yeah, you're right. A lot of common sense will actually prevent us from doing this. Unfortunately, we're moving into an age now where mobile devices are quite popular, especially for online shopping as well. For instance, last year, over 200,000 people searched Click Frenzy or a variant of Click Frenzy on a mobile device. The nature of a mobile device is the actual content on there is quite simple. So if I actually put up a legitimate site and then I put up a fake site right next to it, you'd be hard-pressed to see the difference. I mean, the key thing that gives it away is looking at the URL itself. If you've actually got a favorite shopping site that you visit on a regular basis, I'd recommend that you put it in your favorites and then bookmark that. So next time you actually go in there, now your guard's down because you've used it before. And if it's secure, if you've actually got it saved, then, you know, you'll be able to do that safely. Often what happens is the cyber criminals get us on the repeat visit. So when you go to a site for the first time, you're actually quite cautious. But once you've shopped on that site for the first time, the next time you go around to that site, you actually have your guard lowered because, you know, you did buy this shirt a month ago. You actually received it. They charged you the right amount. Brilliant. Okay, I want to go and buy another shirt. The problem is if you actually search it in Google, you might get a fake site, or if you just type it in, for instance, again, looking at this keyword searches on Google during last year's Click Frenzy, the word frenzy was spelled incorrectly about, I think it was a quarter of a million times. So instead of the E and the N was flipped around the other way, and there was a lot of searches. So, you know, you're typing away really quickly on your computer, you spell it incorrectly, bang, off you go, you get a different set of results. A lot of cyber criminals prey on you actually mistyping some of these, sort of key search words, and you'll inevitably end up on a malicious site.
So I guess the key thing there is, like you're saying, bookmarking your favourite sites, and for something, or even just typing them in directly, like Click Frenzy. Instead of searching Click Frenzy, type in clickfrenzy.com.au, or you know, any of your other sort of favourite sites.
Yeah, absolutely. The bookmarking is number one. The second one is actually checking the URL. Often a lot of the safer sites will have HTTPS, which actually says is the sort of technical way of saying, yes, I'm a secure site. A lot of the fake sites actually won't have that S at the end of it. So for a novice, that's probably one of the key checks that you can actually have a look. The malicious sites, majority of them are actually quite poorly structured. So you'll notice that the graphics aren't quite what you're used to, or the structure just isn't quite right there. So that's another one to watch out for as well.
Okay, and I mean, obviously, for cyber criminals, an event like this or any other popular event online is low hanging fruit for them to jump in and have a go at. So should we also be looking out for things like spam with the incorrect links and things like that?
Yeah. So one of the key things that for Click Frenzy, when you actually go in, you have to register, and then you actually go in, and then they'll send you an email. To say, hey, here's the latest offer. So people that registered last time around will actually get a notification saying, hey, Click Frenzy is back on again. Please click here to find out more. So cyber criminals have caught on to this, and they will be spamming a lot of people saying, just in case that, I mean, they don't know who's registered, but, you know, there's almost 2 million Australians that actually went onto the, or tried clicking on, you know, tried going to the Click Frenzy website. You know, that's quite a large percentage of the base. So there will be a lot of spam, and we see this in the US a lot, particularly because they've had the Cyber Mondays going for quite some time, that there's a lot of spam activity that comes out just before one of these sales is announced. And now that we know it's on, there will be a lot of spam in people's inboxes, and you know, it's very hard to differentiate between a legitimate one coming from the Click Frenzy site versus something that's coming from an illegitimate site, like a malicious site. So there's a lot of caution to be had. Often, yes, you know, it's quite easy to go in, click, and go find out. First thing I do is, if I do click on it, check the URL, make sure it's the right URL. If you're still not sure, go back, as like you said, Andy, before, type in the URL yourself, because you know it's a legitimate site.
Brilliant. So, Aman, just in summary, Click Frenzy is on April 23. What are the key things, just briefly, people really need to look at to make sure they are going to be shopping safely online?
I think there's a key couple of things. The first one is, even with Click Frenzy, if you see a deal that seems too good to be true, so if you get something in an email, it probably is. So I'd be very cautious about clicking on that link and going in and getting a 100 centimeter LCD screen for $1. So I'd be very cautious about that. The second one is put in your favorites. So if you've actually got a favorite shop that you go on to, so clickfrenzy.com.au, put that into your favorites so there's no mistake. And the last one is, if you are on a mobile device and you do happen to go via Google or you actually click on a link, make sure you check the URL to make sure you're on the right side.
And, of course, you'd have to recommend having some good internet security software installed will also help.
Absolutely. So, without doubt, every single having a good up-to-date internet security solution on there always helps, because they are URL filtering on there. As an example, if you had internet security on there, if there was a bad, a malicious link, it'll come up with a cross next to your address as a tick, which would be the legitimate Click Frenzy website. So if you've got internet security, you don't really need to think, because we actually do the work for you, and it'll make it nice and easy for you.
Brilliant. Okay, everyone, stay safe for Click Frenzy. And Aman, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you, Andy.